escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, a couple of items of warning for those of you who are headed out this morning. If you're headed to some of those spots that Robbie Campo was talking about, end of the Long Rocks and some of those places in the bay, that storm has kind of moved in on Chandelier Island and just now on the edges of the marsh, so you might want to figure on delaying your trip to let something rains itself out before you head out into it. Or maybe run out towards it and stop and fish on the way and then just kind of monitor it and follow it out as it rains itself out. Also got some information from Daryl Carpenter, who was just on with us, and he's talking about an issue with a project that's going on down there. There's a pipeline construction project in Caminata Pass. He saw one of the big crew boats run by, and it appears that they're working today. If so, there will be multiple crew boats coming and going through that pass. So be on the alert for that if you're going to be headed on to Grand Isle and Caminata. Speaking of Grand Isle, we are going to be talking with Lance Burgess. He's down there fishing the Ride the Bull number 14, and he'll give us a report on the turnout and what the reports are as far as the big bull reds are being caught. We also have a report from Lake Texhoma. From Mike Gallo. He's fishing with a guide service over there, and he's going to tell us all about it. I saw a picture. He had a couple of striped bass that he caught, a little fish that's kind of out of his element. But nevertheless, we'll get that report coming in. And also Captain Ryan Lambert, we're going to get him to try to help solve the missing flag situation. Yeah, there's a huge flag, and it's been there at the Burris Park probably, I want to say after Katrina, so maybe it's been there like 20 years. I don't know if it was the same flag or they changed it out. Or anyway, we got a report from Captain Robin, and he said it's been out for 2 weeks. So if you know anything about it, check on it, and we'll also ask Captain Plastic Man about it. All right, Lafitte LT is checking in. He just got back from Alaska. He says he really misses that weather. Oh, I know what their August weather is there. He can understand why so many go to visit and end up moving there. Now time to put a Lafitte spin on halibut and salmon. Thank you for keeping us informed and take care. Yeah, I found that, you know, all the fish species, lingcod, halibut, several species of salmon, which I'm not a big fan of, they really don't have a lot of recipes for cooking those fish. And you put a Cajun up there in Alaska and he goes crazy with some of the species they got there. All right, here's one. Don, do you know if the rebuilt boat launch in Covington at 4th Street has reopened? That's from Doug. No, but next time I go by there, I'll take a ride and see. That's a launch that puts you into the Bogofalai River and eventually into the Chifuncta. In fact, I didn't know they were rebuilding it. Certainly needed it. All right, and old man Sam, he texted in a little while ago about he was planting purple hull peas. I thought he was doing it in a food plot to attract deer. He's actually doing it for his own consumption. The deer can find theirs somewhere else. Purple hull peas. How do you cook purple hull peas? Anybody got some suggestion? I can imagine maybe just kind of steaming them, cooking them down, and putting some slabs of bacon in there with them. Maybe somebody else has a good recipe for purple hull peas. 504-260-1870. Also had some people asking about Vibrio. Heard me talking about it. Want to know, should I go in the water? Should I not? I really can't tell people what to do. If you've got a compromised immune system, you definitely want to stay out. You don't want to eat any raw seafood. If you have a wound, a puncture, a scrape, you definitely don't want to go into salt water with that. And any time that you have a cut or a wound, you need to wash it with a disinfectant. Soap and water will work. A lot of people like to use bleach, which is pretty strong. But right now, we've got three more cases happen lately, and there's now a total of 20 cases in Louisiana. Four people have died. So it's really, it's a spike compared to previous years. You know, the average was about 13 cases a year, and we've already exceeded that by a total of seven. All right, we come back after this. We're going to check in with Captain Mike Gallo. He's over on Lake Texoma. We'll get a Lake Texoma fishing report. First time we've ever done that right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CTOW. They offer that free towing if you're a member. Fuel delivery, jump starts, dock-to-dock towing, discounts on fuel, and lots of other advantage programs that this company puts on. It's easy to sign up. You can do it by calling Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or just visit CETO.com. And Captain Mike joins us now. Mike, is CETO over there in Lake Texoma? Because, you know, your policy is nationwide service.
That's a good question. I was wondering that myself, and I just heard Scott say that CETO is on Lake Texoma in Texas.
Great. Well, tell us what you're doing there.
Well, you know, I've been fishing with my Texas group for 25 years, and they invited me to come up and fish on Lake Texoma with them. I've been hearing them talk about catching stripers for many years, and now's my turn to go catch some stripers, and we've had a good time.
Very good. And so what else is up there at Lake Texoma besides stripers? I'm sure they got a good bass population and maybe the sockeye and brim.
I did hear there's bass, sockeye, brim. There's also white bass. And I hear there's a good catfish population in Lake Texoma. We're going to strictly throw artificials. Today I think we're going to target the stripers early on top water and then maybe switch gears, see if we can catch a white bass, or maybe even a smallmouth bass.
Now, what kind of water are you catching those stripers in? What's the depth of it?
Oh, we saw water yesterday over 50 feet in some areas. We're in open water, and those stripers are in schools, and they'll come up from down below where the water's cooler. They'll chase schools of bait up to the surface, and you can see them feeding on the surface, and you get above them and drift through them, throwing topwater plugs. And that's what was most successful for us yesterday.
What's the limit on stripers?
Oh, good question.
I think it's 5. Well, it is here anyway.
I think it's 10 per person here. Is there a slot?
Yeah, you can only have 2 over 20.
2 over 20 inches.
Wow, they get pretty big, those stripers.
They do. I've seen some mounts. And it's a very big, healthy fish. Almost looks similar to a redfish in the way it's built.
You know what's nice about fishing those freshwater areas like that, and unfortunately you don't get to enjoy it because you're in a saltwater environment. You don't have the barnacles. You don't have the salt corrosion and stuff. It's a much cleaner, healthier environment.
Actually, Lake Texoma has enough salinity where stripers can reproduce naturally. Although, I didn't see any barnacles or any algae growing on. You know, there's rocks that just go straight down into the water. And it is a very clean environment, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, stripers are what they call an anadromous fish. They live partly in salt or brackish in freshwater, and they move back and forth between it. That's why in Lake Pontchartrain you can catch stripers at certain times of the year. Well, tell me about the guide service. You know, it's interesting that you know, I guess when you go with a guide, you can exchange information and you guys can talk about each other's business and pick up some pointers and learn things from each other.
Yeah, there's definitely some guide talk on the boat. And just like I've been hearing about stripers for many years, Captain Chris Carey has been hearing about redfish for many years. So Chris has come down and fished with me for over 10 years for sure, maybe closer to 15. And I'm finally getting my opportunity to go up and fish with Chris. His dad started Striper Express Guide Service in 1979 or 80. So they've been doing it for many, many years. Got a great reputation on Lake Texoma. And I'm sure Captain Chris is going to put us on them again.
Yeah, well, that's great. Do they do any other species, or they pretty much primarily target stripers?
They do target stripers. Yesterday, he caught some white bass. So I know it's sort of like what we do, whatever the weather allows him to do, and then I guess what his customers are looking for.
Yeah. What kind of boat they're running?
They run a boat called a Falcon. So it's pretty much a center console boat, big and spacious, pretty open, where you can put several people on it comfortably.
And do they have lodging?
They do have lodging right there on the lake.
That's fantastic. Well, what else is going to be going on up there? Y'all got something special y'all cooking?
We went yesterday, and actually we had some Mississippi farm-raised catfish, and it was really good. Apparently, that's not the normal thing in Texas, and I was telling them that catfish houses are pretty normal in southern part of Mississippi.
Absolutely. Mike, good luck to you. And if somebody wants to get in touch with the guide service there in Lake Texoma, I guess they can just contact you. Or who should they contact?
They can contact me. You could Google Captain Chris Carey or look up the guide service, Striper Express Guide Service.
All right. Very good. Good luck today. What's the weather looking like over there?
Oh, we got good weather over here. Not much wind. It's a low chance of rain. It's going to be a good day.
Very good. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you then.
And there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo. You can find him at, well, I'll give you his phone number if you want to give him a call, because he's pretty easy to get on the phone. It's 504-259-3474 or 985-781-7811. And it's Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. All right, when we come back after this, well, we're going to talk to Lance Burgess. He's down at Grand Isle at the Bridgeside Marina. That's the site of the 14th annual Ride the Bull by CCA. Hundreds of kayakers will be taken to the water in search of the big bull redfish. We'll find out how it's going down there right after we pause this 3 minutes. For the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Go Network. And there's going to be a lot of stroking going on down in Grand Isle. This report is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. You're going to find them at 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. They're a fly shop specialist, but a whole lot more. Also have some of the latest outdoor gear. They sell the fishing tackle that is used in our local areas. Paddle sports equipment, kayaks, and you can also ask about fly tying and fly fishing classes. They'll open up today about 10 a.m. Stop by and say hello to Justin. No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Lance Burgess joins us now from the 14th annual CCA Ride the Bull Tournament. And Lance, set the stage for me. What's it like down there? Is this a big turnout? Is it people anticipating a lot of fish? What's going on?
Good morning, Don. You know, it's a big field. I didn't get a final count, so if one of the listeners looks at the website, I didn't look at that last night, so my apologies. But, yes, a big field, and really, we had a little storm last night, but things have settled down nice. There's hardly any wind, so it should be a great day for everybody who's come down to really, you know, celebrate kayak fishing. I mean, this is the biggest tournament in the world, and it's fun to see people from all over coming to Louisiana, you know, to play Santa and see if they could get on that sleigh ride.
Absolutely. I had a report early in the week said there was just schools of them and feeding frenzies out there. How are you going to deal with that 2-foot tide range? Darryl said that they're, you know, calling for 1.7 down there in Grand Isle, but in some places it's as strong as over 2 foot. And I remember one year some people actually got in trouble with the kayaks because the wind and the tide was just kind of sucking them out to sea, and a lot of them had to be rescued.
Well, obviously PFD is a safety first, but from a fishing standpoint, I'm going to deal with it with some really heavy Carolina rigs, 2-ounce weights, to drop my weights to a circle hook. But from a kayaking standpoint, really try to stay out of the middles of the passes sometimes where they really get moving and you only have so much propulsion and strength in your legs. But for the most part, I've never really had, even with this type of tidal movement, had any issues from a kayak standpoint being able to maneuver.
Now, you're pedaling, and so you're kind of the purist, but correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is the rules allow you to use an electric motor if you use it to get to and from a fishing spot, but you have to turn it off when you're actually fishing. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yep, I did see that in the rules. There are electric motors, and so I'm sure there'll be guys with kayaks that are rigged out these days, but no, we run on good old-fashioned leg power. so, yeah, it is allowed. And so there's some smaller boats and, you know, different style boats, even canoes and piros. And some guys will make custom motors on the side of their piro to help them move out. And a lot of the old-timers, it helps them, too, that want to compete and be part of the celebration.
You know, doing that type of fishing, I've always gone with the crab over the mullet because it just seems to attract less sharks. What are you going to be using for bait?
Well, you know what? If we could get our hands on some cracked crab, we're going to try that, to use a little cracked crab if we do anything live. But, you know, I kind of was thinking about some things I did back when we had the IFA kayak tournaments and we used to bull red and target bull reds. Early in the morning, believe it or not, some really big super spooks. And, Don, let me tell you, these spooks are rigged with heavier treble hooks, heavier, you know, just heavier split rings for bull reds in the morning on the beach. We've had some success catching them that way, so that's kind of exciting. And then really 2-ounce jig heads. I like to use big curly tail gulps. Those 6-inchers always do a good job of you know, making a big presentation to these big bulls.
Yep, and it's called Ride the Bull for an obvious reason. When you hook up, what do you do?
Well, you ride the bull, you know, I mean, it is an experience that, like I said, people are here to have, and a sleigh ride out in Kamenana Pass, hopefully we'll all, you know, we'll have a good field. It's a tough, from a numbers standpoint, not everybody's going to catch, but hopefully we have a good field and a lot of sleigh rides and hookups on bulls today.
If you had to make an educated guess, what do you think it's going to take to win it?
Oh, you know, I'd say high. If you've got a bull red that's in the 38 to 40 plus inch class, you're probably looking definitely to be in that top three. So. From a poundage standpoint, I guess that's probably going to equate to a maybe 15, 20-pound bull red, something like that, or even greater.
Yeah, I think it might take one bigger. In fact, given the amount of fish that are in there right now, it should be an excellent tournament. Well, Lance, good luck to you and all the fishermen down there in the kayaks, and let us know how it goes.
Yep, Don. So, yeah, me and my son, Olson, we're going to go, and hopefully we can do a little father-son combo and find our way to the leaderboard. Thanks.
Sounds great. Thank you, Lance. All right, Lance is in the kayak, pedaling his way out there. Yeah, I like the pedal models myself, too. I'm not so big on the paddling thing. All right, we got a lot of text to catch up on, and we got a doubleheader on our bad boy of the outdoors. We got a commercial captain, and then we've got his deckhand. And, man, the deckhand really messed up. We'll tell you their stories when we come back on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Let's see. I got some text on some Vibrio vulnificus questions and remedies. Got a question about the original charter fishing guide. A couple recipes for purple hull peas, and some listeners got the teal on their brain. We'll get to all of that, but right now we're going to take a quick 10-second pause for station identification. When we come back, it's the case of the drug-dealing deckhand. It's next. It's our bad boys of the outdoors after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Lieutenant Lance DeVillier, Sergeant Lucas Hidalgo, Agent Gavin Baser, and Agent Lane DeVillier were on patrol in Cote Blanche Bay when they observed a commercial shrimping vessel actively skimming for shrimp. The agents boarded the boat, made contact with the captain, Peter Nguyen, and his deckhand, Rendall Jennings Jr. Their inspection found oversized nets that did not comply with TED requirements, TED being turtle excluder device. They also found Jennings in possession of cocaine, marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and a sawed-off 12-gauge shotgun. Not good, because he's a convicted felon. Nguyen also had three undersized stone crab claws, which were seized along with his 1,813 pounds of shrimp. And also seized was Jenny's cocaine, marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and the sawed-off 12-gauge. For using oversized skimmer nets and failing to comply with turtle excluder device requirements and stone crab requirements, facing fines of up to $1,350 and 90 days in jail, is bad boy number one, 39-year-old Peter Nguyen of Houma, while looking at criminal fines of up to $22,400 and 10 years in jail, is deckhand, 42-year-old Rendall D. Jennings Jr. of Houma, and our bad boy of the outdoors, number two. Man, couldn't have done much worse than that, huh? Big trouble. All right, let's see. We get to some of these text questions here. Let's see. We started with the, who was the first officially registered fishing guide in Louisiana, and was it a fresh or saltwater guide? I guess an officially licensed fishing guide most probably was a saltwater guide, because for a while, freshwater guides did not need licenses. They do now. And one, the oldest one I can remember, was a guy by the name of Ronnie Granier, who operated out of Venice. But there may be more that was started before him, and maybe I can call on Captain Robin. He's been around a long time. Do you remember any original, officially registered fishing guy? Maybe some of those guys you worked with in your younger days? All right, we're looking for those purple hull pea recipes. Here's one that says, Don, we cook purple hull peas the same as black-eyed peas and make a small light roux, onions, garlic, then some smoked ham. Add the shelled peas, then some chicken stock. Add a bay leaf, salt, blackened cayenne pepper, granulated garlic, and cook down for an hour and a half. Finish it with green onions and chopped parsley and adjust seasonings. Then serve over hot rice. Boy, does that sound good. Whew, thank you, David. All right, we also have this. Hey, Don, Vash, I guess it's Vash or Vashy, V-A-S-H-E, wound cleaning solution comes packaged in a bottle that fits easily into a boat and kills the flesh-eating bacteria. It's about $25 per bottle, and he sent me the website for it, so it's an Amazon site that sells it. So if you're interested in it, just request that you shoot me a text and say you want to get the link for the Vibrio killing solution. That's 504-260-1870. All right, we're going to be right back after this, and we're going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert. Let's see if we can solve this this mystery of the missing Burris Park flag, big American flag. Gone. Where did it go? Is it being cleaned? Is it being repaired? Is it being replaced? Hopefully he'll know. He might also know who the very first officially licensed guide was in Louisiana. Might be him. He's been doing it a long time. He's next. We call him the Plastic Man. Captain Ryan Lambert right here on the Outdoors with Don DeBue Radio Network. And we are still trying to locate the Plastic Man. We'll let you know if we get him. You know, it's a busy time of the morning for these guides, and they do the best they can to get to us, but sometimes they just have some duties that they get called to. But anyway, we hope we'll get him, because we got to solve this mystery of the missing flag at the Burris Park. It's a giant American flag. I've heard it's been missing now for 2 weeks. I was down there, I guess, a month ago, and it was there, and now it's been reported it's missing. I don't think anybody stole it. And I tell you what, it was a big, stout flag. I don't think it was damaged. I don't know. But if somebody can get to the bottom of that, love to hear from it. Text me, 504-260-1870. All right, here's one that says, Don, I listen to your show religiously every Saturday morning. I heard something a few weeks ago about people allowed to carry a firearm while out frogging. Yeah, that was passed in the legislature, and it just took place, I think it went into effect on August 1. Anyway, he goes on to say, I can't believe that this was ever even a rule or a law. I carry a pistol every day and everywhere except past the TSA checkpoint at the airport or in a courtroom, even putting out the garbage or cutting the grass. But you should be armed anytime you're out in the crazy public, especially off in the woods hunting somewhere, out in the boat fishing. My personal rule is pants on, gun on. Thank you for the great entertainment you've provided on radio and TV all these years and for all you do for the outdoors. And I agree with your last statement, but I'm not going to share it with the audience, but you're 100% on target. All right, I see Ryan Lambert is trying to contact me on my cell phone. But that's not going to work, because I can't get him on the air on my cell phone. All right, we'll see if Coleman can get a hold of him. Well, let's see. I got some more texts here. People are wondering about the teal. Everybody's anxious. You know, teal are those little birds. They're the first ones to migrate from the north. And it doesn't take cold weather to move them down here. When the days start getting shorter, they realize it's time to move south. And that great little sporty bird. In the past, they've had the limit. It was very generous, 6 teal. And we had like a 21-day season. Well, they've got a rule. When the population is estimated to be a certain level, they have to cut it back. And they cut it back to 9 days for Louisiana and for most of the South. And so that's going to drastically cut back on the amount of time you can get out there and chase the teal. By the way, they're probably one of the best eating birds. A little small teal, and maybe, you know, just a little bit bigger than a dove, but boy, they are good. Anyway, this one says that front that didn't make it to us may have sent some our way, and hopefully Josh Goins' Flyaway Series podcast is tremendous. Hope people are listening to that series. Very informative and educational for waterfowl hunters. All right, so Josh Goins, he's been on this station. He's been on this show. And what he does, these podcasts called the Flyaway Federation. And his main focus and objection with waterfowl management is that when they changed the Migratory Bird Treaty Act in 1998, I believe it was, where they allowed crops to be grown, unharvested, and flood them. So basically, you're bringing water to bait, and he believes, and I believe, it's uncertain to what degree at this point, because I don't think they've put enough effort into really getting a good, hard, solid study on how many of these birds are actually short-stopped, is what it's called. So anyway, we'll see how that works out. And we're going to get him back on here, too, because I know a lot of you like to listen to Josh. And you can find it. Just go to Flyaway Federation on Facebook, and you can find it. All right, Captain Mike Smith, 5-time state duck calling champion, operates out of Delacroix, says he's seeing a few teal already. And let's see, this one says, I just sent you a recipe from Deacle Farm about the purple hull peas, way to cook them. Thank you for that. And I'm getting some requests for the Vibrio bacteria remedy, the solution for it. I will send that to you guys. One says, my father's in the hospital fighting it as we speak. He's a commercial fisherman. Thanks. I don't know if this would be appropriate now because it may be too late. This is kind of like maybe when you first encounter it. But, I mean, so I'll certainly send it to you, and it may be worth trying it. All right, it says Plastic Man's heading offshore for Red Snapper this morning. Well, we'll see if we can catch up with him. We'll take a quick break and do some magic with the phones and see if we can find our Plastic Man en route to the Red Snapper offshore. We'll be back with that right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. 100 years from now, nobody knows the difference. All right, we're still looking for our buddy. Captain Ryan Lambert, the Plastic Man. Hopefully we'll get him on because we got to find out about this flag mystery. We got a big old flag down in Burris, American flag at the Burris Park. Really added a lot to the scenery down there, and it's gone. Where'd it go? Did somebody steal it? Is it being repaired? Is it just being done away with? Is it being replaced? We don't know. All right, here we go. Let's see. We got some more asking for the link for the Vibrio bacteria remedy. I will send that as soon as we get off the show. Okay, here's Captain Robinson. Pretty sure Captain Myron and I had a license in 1995 when it was first required, but we were guiding since at least 1986. Sure missed the Harry Lee every Wednesday trip. Yeah, Harry Lee was a great fisherman and a good guy to have out there. All right, I think we finally got the Plastic Man. We got you, Captain Ryan?
Yes, sir.
Very good. You out chasing Red Snapper?
I was going to, but it looks like it's going to blow up. It's raining right now on me, but it's going to really blow up down the river later. So I'm going to stay here and fish redfish close.
Yeah, I was looking at that on the weather, and I can see that storm kept moving in closer and closer.
Yeah, by 10 o'clock, all down the river is going to blow up big time. So I'm going to stay up here. But, you know, me and Ronnie Granier started fishing out of Venice together. We were a little company back then. And the only person older than us was Stu Shear.
But as far as officially getting a license, do you think it was Stu?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. They didn't make us get licenses back then. So it'd probably be me or Phil Robichaud. We got them, and Gary Taylor all got them together.
Yeah.
When they first started making us do it. But we were guiding a long time before they made us get licenses.
Right, right. Yeah, they were probably, he said 95 was Captain Robin, but he said they were guiding since 86. I guess it was 95 when they started requiring the license, and probably had several people all at one time signed up for it. But I tell you, there wasn't many of you guys back in 1995. Not like it is today.
Oh, goodness gracious. They got them now.
Yes, indeed. Well, look, while you're waiting for the weather, what happened to the flag down there?
The fire department takes it down if it gets tore up or if something's wrong with the pole where they can't get it up and down, they'll just take it down and put a new one up. But it's been going for a week or two now.
Yeah. So they replace it periodically. That's not the original flag they put there.
Yeah, it gets tore up with all the rain and stuff we got down here.
Yeah. I tell you what, it's a sure good wind indicator. No doubt about that. Gives you the direction and gives you pretty much the velocity. You can tell a lot by that flag.
Whatever way is pointing, that's which way you need to go. Because we at least we have that luxury where we're going either side of the river. And then when it's hanging down and it's wet, that means it's raining.
Yeah. Well, you know, you might try tying it down and then maybe the wind won't blow if the flag kicks.
Well, it's been really nice. I went offshore on the west side yesterday. We caught some big cobias and a lot of ancillary fish, but it was fun. I had two little guys, an 8 and a 10-year-old. They were playing big jacks and everything. We had a ball.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
We were going to go hit the snappers, but I don't think that's going to happen. We're just going to fish redfish here if it ever quits raining. Teal showing up, not much, but everybody's so excited. I mean, my phone is ringing off the wall. People are already out building blinds. It's August. It's crazy.
Well, you know, with 9 days, people are concerned they're not going to be able to book a trip.
Oh, no, there's not a whole lot of trips to book. I think we might have a couple of teal season trips left, I think. And duck season, I'm almost completely booked for duck season, you know, because there's so many days we can't fish because of that negative tide.
Yeah, the tide situation.
All my good days, only got like 4 days I can put some more blinds, I think 4 or 5 days.
Well, so, you know, it's not the result of more people duck hunting. I think more people are choosing guides just like they are in fishing. I mean, think of the cost if you're just going to lease a blind. You're going to buy a surface drive engine, the decoys, all the equipment you got to have. And maybe it, for a guy that hunts a couple times a season, you know, it just can't justify it.
And the leases are getting so expensive. I mean, guys pay $100,000 for one duck blind these days, you know, in Arkansas and stuff. You know, it's getting to be a rich man's sport, unfortunately. I don't like that, but. You know, because I cut my teeth just walking out of mama's house, walking down the street, and going in the swamp and shooting them. You know.
Yeah.
But it's turned into a business, like everything else these days. Hopefully, it'll revert back. If they go to a conservative season, that'll weed out a lot of the ones that aren't real duck hunters.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Did it once before.
I'll be sitting there till
rot. Yeah, we lost half the duck hunters when they did it back in, I think it was 89 or 2000, whenever it was. I see somebody texting me. Charlie Hardison charted way back in Stu Shear.
Oh yeah, Charlie. Charlie was Stu. Stu's still guiding, and he's 80.
Yeah.
And Hoop's 83. He's here guiding for me today.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think Stu's fished longer than I. But Charlie Hardison, you know, he was a head boat. So
right.
You know, nobody had licenses back then. So
no,
you know.
No.
The inshore guide business, you know, me and Ronnie started that out of Venice, and then Stu was doing that out of Cookery way back in the day.
You know, I got word last week that a guy that worked for Charlie Hardison, David Harrelson, you knew him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not doing well. He has lung cancer, and he's, you know, fighting it. He's a struggle. So I really like David, fished with him a lot. You know, a lot of people thought he was Charlie's son. You know, because they looked a lot alike. You know, Charlie used to do reports on his show, and boy, he had that old gravelly voice, you know.
Yeah.
I miss those guys.
He was what they call a quintessential captain, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Oh, well.
The older we get, the more people we're missing, buddy.
Yeah, that's true. And it's going to continue, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, give us your number. Somebody wants to call you and check on your schedule and do a cast and blast. I know you got those coming up during the duck season and even during the teal season for the days you got left. And fishing trips, you know, you can do inshore, nearshore.
Man.
Call him.
Got a few alligator tags left, too.
Oh, yeah. Alligator season. Man, that's getting ready to open.
That's just starting in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, I got a few tags left there, too. So, yeah, they can call me at 504-559-5111. Or just go to CajunFishingAdventures.com.
All right. All sounds good. Hope you get out today.
Oh, we will, buddy. We'll see you soon.
All righty. Captain Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, updating us on the situation down there in Burris. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Quick 2 hours. It goes by. We'll be back again next week to do it all over again. Don't forget to clean out your freezer. Get that little task done this weekend. Look through there what you've got. Maybe you got some ground venison, some ground sausage, or you know maybe a venison roast or chops, and maybe hog, wild hog. They can accept that now. And, you know, ducks, geese, small game, they love it. Check it out. We'll see you next week.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.